CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Kenya's president has opened a cargo train on the standard gauge railway that is expected to ease congestion at the port of Mombasa. The 480-kilometer standard gauge railway, or SGR, stretches from the port of Mombasa to Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Construction of the $3.8 billion project commenced in 2014, and it was mostly financed by China. The launch of the cargo train precedes the launch of a passenger train on Wednesday. The China-built Mombasa-Nairobi Railway will eventually link a large part of East Africa to the major port of the Indian Ocean. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi has met with Japanese Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida in Tokyo, calling for joint efforts to develop bilateral ties. The senior diplomat says the two countries should properly address sensitive issues in order to achieve a stable improvement of relations. Kishida says Japan is willing to join hands with China to expand positive aspects in bilateral relations. The two sides also exchanged views on the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. Yang Jiechi has stressed that besides insisting on denuclearization, the international community should also step up efforts to promote peace talks. The Red Cross Society of China has donated $100,000 to support Sri Lanka's relief and rebuilding efforts after recent flooding and landslides. The donation is on top of the Chinese government's humanitarian aid worth $2.2 million. The relief supplies, including tents and blankets, are being sent to Sri Lanka. The floods and landslides, triggered by torrential rains in recent days, have killed at least 200 people and disrupted the lives of over 500,000 others. The launching of a missile from California on Tuesday afternoon in a test of its capability to intercept an incoming intercontinental ballistic missile over the Pacific has been declared a success. The U.S. first fired a ballistic missile with a Mach warhead from Marshall Island, located near the equator in the Pacific Ocean, and then launched an interceptor from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, 250 kilometers northwest of Los Angeles. The launch comes just days after North Korea test-fired its third intercontinental ballistic missile in a week. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has ordered a special probe into what his office calls the unauthorized entry of four rocket launchers into the country under the U.S. Missile Defense Program, THAAD. The equipment came in addition to two launchers authorized and deployed before Moon's election. A spokesperson for the president says his office believes the four additional THAAD launchers were brought in without being reported to the new government or to the public. The deployment of the anti-missile system by the U.S. military was agreed to by the previous South Korean government. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said his country is looking forward to a visit by the King of Saudi Arabia. Meeting with Saudi Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Moscow, Putin says the two countries are coordinating their actions in the energy sector. He says this will make it possible to stabilize the situation on world hydrocarbon markets. So far, there's no official announcement of any details, including the date and topics during the visit by the Saudi king. Cultural relics protection and archaeological work have been launched in the Xiong'anyu area, a new economic zone near Beijing. The three counties in Hebei province, where the new area is being developed, have a long history and are rich in cultural relics. The latest national survey shows the area is home to 189 immovable cultural relics. Archaeologists will complete field investigation by July and produce a report by August for deliberation. A final report will be finished by the end of March next year. The Beijing municipal government is offering traditional Chinese medicine as part of the package for international tourists. 15 hospitals in the city are listed to offer the packages, which cover 30 symptoms such as insomnia and headaches. The municipal administration says the packages feature effective treatment and whole process services at a reasonable cost. Beijing is rich in TCM resources, with 14 top-level TCM hospitals, as well as many time-honored clinics. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.